Let's really get this thing kick-started. Coming to the stage all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, she is the president of the Cleveland office for Highland. Highland's one of the, well, the world's largest commercial insurance brokers, and she's one of the leading experts on the topic of networking. She's spoken over 200 times on networking and on multiple continents. When she moved to Cleveland about a year ago, she only had a handful of LinkedIn connections. Fast forward, in just 1 year, she's got over 4,000 connections on LinkedIn. So she knows what she's talking about, and she also practices what she preaches. She's a former lead singer of a rock and roll band and a plane crash survivor. And yeah, you heard me right, a real plane crash survivor. And when she told me the story, not only did she say that she feels grateful to be alive, but she also feels that she's on this planet for a purpose. So although she's a Cleveland Indians fan, and although she's an Ohio State Buckeye fan, I promise her, even though she's wearing scarlet and gray today, that we would all put our mascot differences to the side and we'd show her some love. She's a complete rock star. I know you're going to love her. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together, make some noise for the one, the only Kim Riley.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today. My job is to lift the energy in this room so that you guys are ready to network and meet new people. Now, when I started this journey on networking, I was just like many of you. I did not think I needed a network of people to help me. I had my head down. I was at my desk. I was working. I would come in early. I would work through my lunch. I would work late in the evening. And one day I looked up, and my boss came to me and said, "We are selling the company, so you have to go look for a new opportunity." I had no network. I had no network that could pick me up and help me find that new opportunity. I had no network that I could cry on their shoulder when I was down in the dumps, when my self-esteem was down. So I found my next opportunity on Monster.com because I knew nobody. I applied out there. Someone luckily called. They hired me. And do you know what I did? Went to my desk, put my head down, and worked. And guess what happened? My boss came to me and said, "We need you to sell your division of the company." Okay, so now I got to sell my division and I have to get rid of my own job. I had no network once again. I learned my lesson. It took me a long time, but 8 years ago, I had a phenomenal mentor by the name of Joe Scarlett, CEO and chairman of Tractor Supply Company, and he sat me down. And he said, "Kim, you've got to have a network, and you're going to start building that today. You're going to start having a breakfast and a lunch with people you do not know every single day." And I've been doing that for 8 consecutive years. It's phenomenal, the people that I have met along the way. And I hope today that you can go away with 2 nuggets of information. If you walk away with just 2 things you can put into action today and tomorrow and the next day, you will be able to make a difference not only in your own life, but in the lives of everyone you meet along the way. So let's get started. This is some of my network. Those children are my grandchildren. That's the reason I moved from Nashville to Cleveland, Ohio, because there is no way I would come up here and deal with the winters that you guys deal with if it wasn't for those 2 little guys. So I moved there for them, but that's very important. Your friends and family are part of your network, and you need to leverage them all the time to continue to build your network out. The other thing, as you start building your network in this local community in Detroit, you're going to find that there's going to be lots of organizations that are going to want your time, your money, and your energy. You're going to have to figure out, where is it best strategically for me to get involved? These are some of my strategies, and I'll walk you through them. So the first one is Highland. Highland is my employer. I'm always networking with those 700 employees around the country, trying to figure out how I can help them be successful and how they can help me be successful. Derek is one of those guys. He called me up and said, "Hey, can you come to Detroit and share your networking knowledge?" Yes, I would love to do that. But use your employer's network as well. Also, healthcare was one of my focuses. And so March of Dimes, even though I was a preemie, my kids were preemies, March of Dimes is something I can talk about all day. I've been on their board for 10 years because I can get access to any CEO of any hospital in a community by using that board. So think about what boards you're going to want to be on that will get you networked in the right places. If you're moving to a new city, you've got to be very strategic. So I'm going to explain how I did this in Cleveland. I moved to Cleveland a year ago. I knew nobody, and I needed to have credibility immediately. So I networked my way onto the board of the Cleveland Federal Reserve Bank. The way I did that is I knew their retired CEO was speaking at an event. I researched her. I figured out how I can make connections with her. I showed up at the event. After that she spoke, I went up, I introduced myself to her. I told her a little bit about my background, how I thought we could connect, and she asked for my business cards, and the next week I got a call to be on the board. You can network yourself to the places you want to be. So I'm going to give you some very tactical tips that you can take away. These are things I've learned in the last 8 years because if you looked at my personality profile, I am an introvert. I am an accountant. I'm a finance person. I am not a social bug. So it is very hard for me to walk into this room and network with you. I have to force myself to do it. And these are some of the ways that I build my courage to do it. Let's see if we can get this to move. There we go. So I'm going to break it down into three sections. Networking one is all about how do I get started? How do I even start the process? Networking two is all about how do I set myself apart from everybody else that's in the room? Networking three is all about how do I become strategic in my networking and how do I use social media to help me build that network as I go? So let's get started. Networking one. The first thing you have to do is you have to find events like this that you can attend. Now, Detroit is a very big city, and I bet if you Googled networking events, you could find something to go to every morning, every lunch, and every evening, if you really wanted to do that. You've got to figure out how to become effective at that and which events are going to pay off for you in the long run. When you go to an event, you must have a 30-second elevator speech. Raise your hand if you have a 30-second elevator speech. That is awesome. So it is very easy to do, but what I would encourage you, write it out, practice it in front of the mirror until you become very confident with that 30-second elevator speech, and practice, practice, practice. So I'm going to give you an example of mine. Now, this is my business 30-second elevator speech. If I'm sitting at the ball field with my grandson, I am not going to use the same 30-second elevator speech. I'm going to have different ones for different environments that I'm in. Mine currently is, hi, I'm Kim Riley, and I'm the president of Highland Cleveland. But what I do every single day is I assist business owners in protecting their most valuable assets, their buildings, their equipment, but most importantly, their people, by providing risk management and employee benefit solutions. Now, when I get to that point in my 30-second elevator speech, I'm going to spin it to clients or people that I know in my network that may resonate with the person I'm meeting with right then. Make sense to everybody? So you need to have a 30-second elevator speech that you can get off your tongue as quick as possible. Working the room techniques. Let's talk about this for a second. When you walk into a room like this, it is very hard to know what to do. And so what I do is I just start from right to left. Today I started from this table here, and I just started working my way around from table to table is what I tried to do. But if you walk into a group, I normally start from right to left. I just go up to a group, I introduce myself, I hand them my business cards, and then I gather their business cards and learn a little bit about them, and then I keep moving. What I found when I started this process, though, women, we are really bad about bulky purses, and it's really hard to find your business cards in the bottom of your purse. Men, it is really, not cool to give out a business card that is dog-eared or dirty coming from your wallet. So you've got to find a way to be able to have your business cards out. So I found this little handy-dandy tool. It has my business cards on this side. It's got a pen in the middle and the notes that I can take over here. I also can take this pen out and make notes on the business cards as I collect them. I met someone in the audience today that knew Matt Hyland. So I made a note on his card that he knew Matt Hyland, and I'm going to reach out to Matt and say, hey, I met your friend at this event today. But what I do is I gather the business cards, I put them in the back here, and as soon as I get back to my desk tomorrow, I'm going to take all of these out and link them on LinkedIn immediately. Then I'm going to take those business cards and I'm going to categorize them. Now, this is the cold part of networking. But you've got to look at those business cards and decide, who are the A people that I really, really want to get in front of? Who are the B people that I would love to have a coffee with? And who are the people that I just would like to connect with, but it's not at my top of my priority list? Because if you start networking on a regular basis, you are going to have lots of people coming after you. So my A players, I try to set up lunch or breakfast with them. I will go back to my office and I will handwrite them notes. It was nice to meet you at this event. I would love to get together for lunch or coffee. I will send you an email and follow up and put my business card in that note card again. The B players, I'm probably going to link them on LinkedIn, and I may send them a message on LinkedIn saying, it was really great to meet you at this event. I would love to get together for coffee. And then the C's, I may just link them on LinkedIn. I know that's the cold part, but you've got to somehow prioritize who you're going to meet and how you're going to do it. This is what every networking event looks like. Everyone wears blue, black, gray, brown. And you've got to figure out how you're going to set yourself apart. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that. The very first thing when you walk into a networking event, when you walk in, you are going to stop. And you are going to make eye contact with every single person that's in the room. Now, a couple of reasons why you are doing this is, first of all, you have printed all their faces off of LinkedIn, and you know exactly who those 3 to 5 people are that you want to meet in the room. So instead of starting from right to left, you may go directly to that person and shake their hand and meet them, because you have targeted who you want to meet in that room today. But when you stop and you do that at the beginning and you stand there confidently, everybody will notice you. That you will be amazed how many people will notice you, and they will want to meet you, and they will want to know your name. The second thing you need to figure out is, how are you going to pop in that networking room? What's going to be that thing that's going to make you pop? Now, I saw 2 gentlemen today wearing bow ties, and they both had funky socks on. That's a big thing with guys right now. Bow ties, funky socks, I remember everything about you when I meet you. Your name, where you're from, who you work for, how I can connect with you. So guys, wear a funky tie, some funky socks, a good handkerchief in your pocket. The number one thing I've learned being in the North, clean your shoes. In the wintertime, do not have salt on your shoes when you go to a networking event, because people notice that. It's your reputation and your brand. Women, you need to pop. So here's my story about popping. I was at a networking event, brown suit, cup sleeves like this, was not fancy, but I had some awesome shoes on. They were linen, tan linen with a dark brown buckle on them, but they were short, they were not stilettos. And I was at the coffee at 7 in the morning, not thinking anybody cared. A gentleman walks up to me and he says, oh, I notice your shoes, they are gorgeous. You must be shopping at Nordstrom's, because our Nordstrom's had just opened. And I smiled and said thank you and did not have the heart to tell him that I bought them at TJ Maxx. But my shoes were popping shoes. So shoes are popping for me, and you would be amazed how that will work in a networking event. I have red, I have silver, I have gold, I have black zipper shoes. I have all kinds of shoes. So find that thing that's going to make you pop. I see a yellow jacket. I see an orange jacket. I see a green head wrap. all those things are awesome to get you popping in a networking event. Scarves, chunky jewelry, anything that's going to make you pop when you walk into that room and makes you feel confident when you're there. That's what you want when you go to a networking event. Know your audience. If you are going to a networking event in this area, you better know what's happening with Big Ten football. If I was going to a networking event in the South, I better know what's going on with SEC football. Know what the hot topics are in the audience you will be with. So a couple of tips here. I listen to a podcast every morning from the Wall Street Journal that gives me up to date. I can speed it up in my car. I can get through that really fast. Tells me exactly what's going on, what happened overnight, so I can know what the hot things are that's going to be people talking about. ESPN or Sports Illustrated, you can pop that up and know exactly what the hot topics are. Cleveland lost their run in the Indians. Now we're back on another run. I know all of that. I know the Lions won last night, which was a great win, and I saw Eli fall down. Didn't even get tackled. He fell down. So those would be topics I could talk about today. So figure out how are going to be those things that keep you up to date on what's happening in your local community and nationally and for the event you're attending. Also, set goals for your networking event. When I first started networking, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to go in and I'm going to meet 20 new people. That's going to be easy. What I figured out really fast is you need to meet 3 to 5 people and that is it. Don't put that pressure on you. Just try to meet a couple to get started. So let's move on. We're going to talk really quick on planning and organizing, targeting your approach. You want to make this worth your time because your time is all you have. And social media a little bit. And you guys know more about technology and social media than I ever will, but we'll get started. Attendee list. You must get the attendee list of any networking event you're going to. I will tell you, I was speaking at a chamber event, and the next thing I knew, I gave them this tip. The next thing I saw was, if you do early bird registration, you get the attendee list. If you don't, you don't get the attendee list. So they started using that in their marketing campaigns. But most of the time, if you reach out to the organization, sometimes you can get the attendee list. And if you get that, do your research ahead of time. Look all those people up on LinkedIn. Figure out who are going to be those 5 people that you want to meet at that event. Print out their LinkedIn pages and have those in your pocket of your suit or in your purse. So you can look at those things before you walk in that event. So when you make your eye contact, you can go meet that person immediately. Make your networking the most you can. Now, if you cannot get the attendee list, another tip. You can come early and go to the name tag table and scope out who's all going to be here today and who is going to be there that I want to meet. I've done that many a time. I've actually went to an event one time in a different city, was looking at the name tag table, saw someone that I knew, waited for her to get there and said, have you been at this event before? She said, no. And I said, well, let's do it together. So she went left, I went right, and at the reception that night, we brought together everybody that we had met so everyone could meet each other. So make it fun. You can research attendees. You can link with attendees prior to the event. You can... If you've got the attendee list, you can reach out to them and say, hey, I see that you're attending this networking event. Would you like to meet at the name tag table before the event gets started? You may reach out to them and say, hey, I see you're attending this networking event. Would you like to meet for a cocktail or a coffee before the event gets started? Or you could send them information about yourself or your firm before you ever go to the event. So lots of ways that you can network and make those connections. Targeting your approach. I will hear lots of people challenge me in networking, and they will say, I only want to network with decision makers. I only want to be in front of the people that are going to make a difference for me. Here is what I have found out in my networking journey. If I take time and get to know as many people as possible, and I build credibility with that person, and they feel confident in me, they will open up their entire network to me. They will introduce me to people that they know who will be decision makers. Also, if they're in a company that I want to get to know, they will go back and start saying good things about me within their firm, and others within their firm higher up the chain will want to meet me. So don't ever limit yourself to, I only want to meet with decision makers. The other thing is, if I were to do that, I would not take time to meet with any young professionals. But let me tell you, one of you will be my boss someday. One of you will be the owner of a company that I want to call on someday. So yes, it is my job to get to know every single person, regardless of where they are in the chain. Attend industry-specific events. That's really powerful. Technology here would be manufacturing. If you're going to really focus on manufacturing or healthcare, really go network in those industries. Easy to do. Just make sure you understand the topics that people are going to be talking about at those events. And then think beyond that person that's attending the event. Let's move on to social media. So these are the three social medias that I use. I know you guys probably use a lot more than I do, but let's start with LinkedIn. LinkedIn is professional business. I have found, I have over 4,000 connections, I think he said that, but I don't link people that I don't know. I just don't. So you've got to figure out how you're going to build your LinkedIn the way you are, but LinkedIn allows you to touch people every single day. If you go to your notifications on LinkedIn, it's going to tell you whose birthdays are today, so you can wish them happy birthday in your network, whose anniversaries are today, but the most important thing it's telling you is who has changed jobs today. Who's got a new position, and I want to get to know them in their new position, at their new firm. So you can constantly be watching that on LinkedIn. If you look at my computer at work, I've got LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter up all day, every day. It's working for me. Second one I would tell you is Twitter. I don't know how you sell on Twitter. I don't think I've ever sold anything on Twitter. But it is instant. It is crazy. It is people constantly tweeting information. And you've got to be present out there. I think people want to see what you're doing and how you're doing it, and that's a great way for people to instantly see what you're doing this instant. Great place for that to happen. Funny story, though, on Twitter. I have a good country music person down in Nashville that I'm good friends with, Jimmy Wayne, and he's helped me raise money in that community. And I was delayed on a flight in Nashville. I was at Tootsie's. I'm sitting in the restaurant, and I look up on the wall, and his picture's on the wall. So I flipped a picture of it. I put it on Twitter. All of a sudden, all these people on Twitter think I'm a country music person and started following me. And that is not what I am at all. So that was very interesting. So watch what you do on Twitter, because you could pick up a lot of followers that you may not want to follow you. Facebook. I always get lots of questions regarding Facebook. I will tell you, I was very protective of my Facebook when I first started networking. It was my social place. It was a place where I could watch my high school friends, who they're dating now, what they're doing, what are they up to. I could keep up with all of them. What I found as I started to network, though, is my business networking community really wanted to know me personally. They didn't want to know me as Kim Riley, the president of a company. They wanted to know me as Kim Riley, a mom, Kim Riley, a daughter, Kim Riley, a grandma. They wanted to know me as those people. And so as I started opening up that Facebook network, I would meet people at events like this, and they would say, hey, I saw that you were at the zoo last weekend. How was it? It's like they get a personal connection to you that you didn't even anticipate getting. It takes the relationship deeper. Now, what I will also tell you is you need to be very careful. If you're young and you still have your spring break pictures from college out there, or things that you did during college, you probably need to take that one down and start all over, because you want to be careful with your business community. You also need to be careful with your business community on what you're vocal about on your Facebook. If you're going to be very vocal and it's going to offend others in your business community, you're going to want to think twice about opening up your Facebook. My guide for me is, I was a Sunday school teacher for over 20 years, and all those kids and all their parents are on my Facebook. So that's my guide for me. If I'm okay with those kids and those parents seeing what I'm doing, then I think it's okay for my business community to see it. So that's the guide that I've used. Hootsuite. How many of you use Hootsuite? Does anybody use anything like that? Good. This is a consolidator. So what I use it mainly for, it brings up Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It can put all your social media on one page. But what I really use it for is on Monday mornings, there are lots of great articles that are coming out from industry publications, from the Wall Street, from Forbes, from Inc., that I'm going to want to post on my LinkedIn or on my Facebook. But I don't want to post them all on Monday morning at 9 o'clock when they're all coming out. Hootsuite allows me to plan and schedule those out into the future. So it allows me to say, I want this one to go on Monday, this one to go on Tuesday, this one to go on Thursday. It allows you to push them out. Great tool to use, but I think there's some others out there as well. So in closing, practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. I will tell you, I've been doing this for 8 years. I still get intimidated. How many of you watch the Olympics and the girl before she gets up on the balance beam, she's over in the corner and she's doing this, she's going through her routine? That's me in my car before I go to a networking event. I sit in my car and I have to say, I am going to be confident. I am a president of a company. I am going to meet 5 new people today. And I have to coach myself up to get out there and really make it happen. And still to this day, I get intimidated. It's okay to be intimidated. Gives you the, you can build up your courage to go out there and do it. Set yourself apart. Go buy something new. Buy some new shoes. Buy a new blazer. Buy some new bow ties. Set yourself apart. If you're going to invest in going to networking events, go have some fun. Plan your next event and organize. Your time is your most valuable thing you have. Make the most of it. Now, you don't have to do networking on the extreme like I do, but set a goal for yourself. I'm going to have 1 coffee a month. Maybe you start there. That's okay, but start doing it. Target who you want to meet and how you want to meet them. Start building a social media brand around your networking. Be memorable. Your reputation is all you have. If you go to a networking event and you tell someone you're going to do something, let's say you say, I'm going to introduce you to someone else in my network, make sure you do it. I will tell you, one of the goals I have is that with every person I sit down and meet with one-on-one, I try to introduce them to 2 to 3 people within my network. And then I try to get them to do the same thing. It's not a 30-day process. I've been doing it for many years, and I'm still learning every single day. So, your time is limited. Do not waste it living someone else's life. Build your own brand. Build what you want to be. And networking is not just about connecting people. It's about connecting people with other people. People with ideas and people with opportunities. Thank you so much for having me here today. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your networking. I will be around all day. So if you have questions, just come up and ask me. Thank you.